Adolf Hitler a confirmed racist?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a high-tech creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, we all know of the horrors of Hitler and his killing of millions of people, particularly Jews, but what was his justification, Ken, for doing all that?
Well, to answer that question, let me read you a quote from a famous evolutionist, Sir Arthur Keith. He once wrote, quote, "To see evolutionary measures and tribal morality being applied rigorously to the affairs of a great modern nation, we must turn again to Germany of 1942. We see Hitler devoutly convinced that evolution produces the only real basis for a national policy. The German Führer, as I have consistently maintained, is an evolutionist. He has consciously sought to make the practices of Germany conform to the theory of evolution." End of quote. Because Hitler believed in evolution, he applied this practically. He set up the machinery to help nature eliminate those he believed were the unfit. First, it was those he considered to be genetically inferior, the mentally and physically disabled. Next, it was the gypsies, Jews, and others. Hitler developed his own form of racism based on his acceptance of evolutionary theory. Now, just because someone believes in evolution does not necessarily mean they'll be a racist, but because evolution is a belief, it can be used to justify any evil position, just as Hitler did.
The connection between evolution and racism is convincingly shown in Ken Ham's free booklet on the origin of races. It's found on our website, answersradio.com.